This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden says the evacuation of U.S. citizens and Afghans who aided the United States will continue despite terrorist bombings that have killed dozens of people, including U.S. troops. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden was visibly moved by the carnage in Kabul, where U.S. troops and Afghan civilians were killed in a suicide bomb attack.
A tough day.
He blames the group ISIS-K and vows to avenge the deaths.
We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Saying there's no sign at this point that Taliban was involved. Biden says he takes responsibility for the losses during the efforts to evacuate Americans and says that mission will go forward.
I will not be deterred by terrorists.
Repeating that former President Trump negotiated the terms of the U.S. withdrawal and that Biden doesn't want to restart the war.
Time to end a 20-year war.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Islamic State group affiliate believed to be behind the suicide attacks in Kabul is thought to pose a global threat. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Western governments have raised urgent warnings about the threat of attacks by Islamic State Khorasan, or ISIS-K, a group that considers the Taliban to be too moderate and peaceful. While the Taliban have confined their struggle to Afghanistan, ISIS-K has embraced the Islamic State's call for a worldwide jihad against non-Muslims, an establishment of a caliphate to unite the Islamic world. They're believed to be behind dozens of attacks against civilians in Afghanistan and Pakistan, particularly minority Shiite Muslims. While the group has yet to conduct attacks against the U.S. homeland, Washington sees it as a chronic threat to U.S. and allied interests in South and Central Asia. I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA.